our guest this time is taking it for his own as well. Louis DeBrusque.
You tell him it's not for him.
Hey, okay. You know what? They used to play that back in the day when I get in a scrap. I used to hear it while I was in the fight back at the old Coliseum.
Really?
That's no joke. Yep. That's 100%. I remember, I think maybe the long fight I had with Marty McStroyer is one that I remember went on for a couple minutes. And I remember that song playing in the background. I was like, oh, geez, I better get going here. They're playing my song. I'm getting fed here in the fight. I better get going.
See, that's why it shows you've got such great focus back then that you could jump on the radio with us. You can jump on TV today. So everyone knew you could multitask, obviously, back then.
Just, hey, you know what? Just swing away. Swing away. How are things going, you guys?
Good. I mean, I guess it's a whole lot of hurry up and wait. And, you know, here we are, I guess, just counting down the hours to the deadline here and when it all comes and goes. Tell me this. Hey, Saturday night, you're front and center calling the action on Hockey Night in Canada. The Canucks lay a whooping on the Bruins who, yep. You know, and in fairness, Boston playing their third game in four nights. But still, nice showing by the Canucks. Looking at the roster right now, do you think they need to do something?
Well, you know, I think you're talking about the Canucks, right? Yeah. You're talking about Boston.
Yes, no, the Canucks.
About the Canucks, yeah. You know, well, listen, I think I like what they've done. I like that Toffoli picked up for sure, especially with the injury to Brock Besser. I think that it just, fills a need on the right-hand side. He's a veteran guy, experienced, and obviously has a relationship and chemistry with Pearson and also Fantenberg, who played with him in L.A. as well. I think he's a really good pickup and already starting to show why they picked him up. He's produced early on, and he's playing on the top line, and he fits right in there because he's one of those guys you can kind of slip in anywhere. But why not? You know what? Listen, I know there's been some rumors that have gone around with the Canucks about potentially Troy Stetcher going. Then he goes out and has a big night, 3 points. And I love his compete. I've always liked Troy Stetcher the way he plays the game. You know, he's a bulldog out there. He competes every single shift. He battles. If they didn't trade him, I'd be totally fine with that too, because I think he's one of those guys that get him in a situation like the playoffs. I think he'll even elevate. I really do. I think he has more, and he'll even elevate. In the bigger the game, the bigger I think he'll play. The rumor started out, and whenever you hear a rumor, we jump on it, we look at it, and say, okay, well, what are you going to try and put in there instead of Troy Stetcher? You're going to have to find somebody that goes in and fills that hole and brings that same compete. If it happens, okay, I understand every team wants to try and make a trade, but I think it has to be a trade that makes your team better right now, and that's the only way it's going to get done. Everyone's trying to add a little piece here and there. I don't know if there's going to be that big blockbuster trade that, so many years there'd be that big trade, that big unrestricted free agent would be a blockbuster type of deal. I just don't see that happening right now. I just think there's too many teams that are in tight and close around it that I just don't see it happening. But do they have to make a deal? No, I don't think they do. I think they've got a pretty solid team that has gotten themselves to this position. And they'll get healthier, and they'll do the same things they've been doing all year long, which is battling and trying to stay in that hunt for the top spot in the Pacific and just get into the playoffs. I mean, that's the goal of every team, is to get into that final dance and see what happens. But if they do make a deal, I'd also understand it. I really would, because every team's trying to tweak their lineup just a little bit to give themselves the best advantage.
Louis DeBrusque joining us on the starting lineup. Louis, I think this Canucks team jumped on that plane. Maybe Troy was nervous, but I think in that room they believe they have enough. You, of course, cover it and are with the Oilers all the time. Which team has to do something? Because you look at what Vegas has done. Oilers mm-hmm. getting green and might not be finished. Do you look, as James and I do, and go, I wonder what Treleving's thinking? Does Calgary the one team that has to tweak in this race?
Ooh, good question. I think the Flames, to me, I think all three Canadian teams in the West that we cover most often, and Winnipeg including that is too, they're a little bit further along, though, I think, than the other three in the sense of their development. And I know that everybody wants that instant gratification and wants to go for it right now, but I do think there's also that philosophy. There's young guys coming up in each pipeline. There's young guys you're going to inject in there, so there's going to be some changes from within already going into next year. How much of a chance do you really want to take to get into the playoffs and try and take a run at it? Where do you figure you are? And I think that's really what, you know, all three general managers right now are thinking about in that situation. Again, I think all three of them are in the same spot. I don't think they have to make a change. I think that their teams have spoke for themselves already this year. I know that each respective home base is saying, what are you talking about? Make a deal. Make the team better. Let's go after this. And I understand that completely. But from a hockey movement perspective, why would you do that when you're already rebuilding and you're young? You're already young and starting to establish that. I think the Canucks have taken a huge stride in the last year or two with the acquisitions, with the young players that have been injected into the lineup. I think Edmonton, obviously, when you have a Draisaitl, you have a McDavid, you know, you look at that, and they're fighting to get in there for the first time in a couple of years again. I don't know. There's something to be said for looking in the room and saying, listen, guys, you've gotten yourselves to this position. You've battled hard all year long to keep yourself in this race all year long. Why would I go out there and disrupt it too much? Why would I go out there and try and reinvent the wheel here when I think what we have in the room is good enough to do some damage, is good enough to get on a run, is good enough to go in there and have a fighting chance? Because I think every team does have a fighting chance when you get into the playoffs, and especially nowadays. I don't think it's, you know, look at what happened last year, the St. Louis Blues and their run. There's always that Cinderella story every year where a team will come in and just knock off a favorite or a number one seed. Two times it happened last year in the first round. So you never know what's going to happen when you get into the playoffs. And getting in is the key part right now. Just get yourself in there and see what happens.
Louis DeBrusque here on Sportsnet 650. You look at what went down Saturday night, and maybe the story of all stories over the weekend in the National Hockey League has to be, you know, the Zamboni driver turned celebrity goaltender David Ayres. You know, taking that aside for a second with Ayres, the Leafs, man, like, Leafs Nation was outraged over this. In one breath, it's like, hey, good for that guy. But at the same time, what an embarrassing week for them as they get absolutely pounded by the Penguins, they got throttled by the Sabres, and then get spanked by the Canes with David Ayres as the puck stopper there. What do you do if you're the Leafs today? Like, does that force them to make a move today? Or do they look at maybe saying, you know what, maybe this year just isn't the year when you compare where they are against Boston and Tampa and Washington and Pittsburgh and so on?
They're pretty young. You know, their core is young. I agree with you. And I got the same thing I'm talking about the three Western teams that we're talking about. You have to kind of look at it internally in that regard, too. Listen, you always want to give yourself the best chance, but at the same time, you have to be realistic where you are. Where are you in the scheme of things? Do you really honestly think you're going to be able to battle through the Bostons, the Washingtons, the Tampa Bays? Do you really feel that this is the year you're going to chop those teams down? Because if you really don't feel that, if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs, then you don't go out and make a giant trade. You don't go out there and try and stir this up. You just let it kind of settle and then build from within, make good movements in the offseason. But I think they're going to try and do something. I really do. I don't see why they wouldn't. I think that they do believe they have a team that can make some noise. They have tremendous skill. But I agree, that was a catch-22 for me the other night. I think it was a fantastic story to see David Ayres go in there and win that game for the Carolina Hurricanes. And on the flip side of it, I was watching that. I was in between the benches. I was doing the second game on Hockey Night Canada that night. And I had it on the screen while I was sitting there. We were pre-taping and doing sound checks and all that, and I had the game on, and I was watching it, and I'm like, why are they not getting shots on this guy? Like, I mean, you have to work a little bit harder to try and create some opportunities. And it was just one of those weird situations where it was almost like they just kind of quit, you know, and they never like to say that word, but it was almost like they were defeated in a sense, saying, geez, you know what, I don't know if we can get this done. Just wasn't a good enough effort. And I think that, for me, is the overriding concern when I look at the team. It's like, how could you not kind of muster up just a little bit more of an effort like that? And I'm not taking anything away against from the Hurricanes, because I thought they played a real hard third period. And they're a team that can really frustrate you with their speed and aggression, as you saw in that game. But at the same time, you got to at least make that guy make some saves. You have to at least test them out, make them make some saves, and see what happens. It wasn't a good situation all around, but a remarkable story in the same sentence.
Elliot saying Nemestikov's off to Colorado. Do you think this will be a busy 5 hours, Louis, or do we put the hype and maybe those moves can't be made as many as people think?
Well, you know, I think it's getting to a point now, too, where there's so many teams that I think are in the mix for the players that are available, and that's the thing. So I think every general manager is sitting there saying, okay, if I hold on a little bit longer here, maybe I can get a little bit more. They're going back and forth, and then some teams are just going to pull the plug. They're just going to say, you know what, I'm not going to stick around in this battle anymore. But I hope so. I think for everyone's sake, I hope that it does happen. I hope there's some moves and some shuffling, so we have lots of stuff to talk about throughout this day, because then it's not as interesting if it's not. But I do believe it will happen. I think just because there's so many teams, it'll go right down to the wire, but I think all the culprits that we think are going to be moved will be moved eventually.
Thanks for this. Your son made me nearly cry last. It's funny when you become a parent, right?
Like
last
week, I
love you, Dad. Like, oh my God, I like got all glassy eye. My kids are looking. What's wrong, Dad? Nothing. It's just.
And you know what? I was nervous too. You know, because it's like just it's the first time I've ever done a bench interview before, and I was nervous because it was my kid. But it was a special moment. I knew it was, and I was excited. And I've always been. You know, so well supported by my company here, allowing me to do things like that and understanding that, you know, you have to walk the line, have to be professional, but they understand that it's a unique story, a unique situation that doesn't happen too often. I'm just happy they allowed me to do it. And, you know, it's a moment I'll never forget, honestly. It's one of my, you know, seeing him score his first goal and doing that to me are more special than scoring my first goal in the NHL.
Well, you
honest
know,
to God, that, you know, honest to God, that to me takes the cake because it's,
agreed.
You know, we all want to see our kids do well. We all wish nothing but the best for our kids in any walk of life, any business respectively. And for me to be able to do that in the world that I was in for such a long time and still am in, I can't say anything, but it was just a real special moment.
No, you know what? And it's awesome, Lou. And I was wondering that because you had a good week because you had Jake on Wednesday, then you got the Bruins again on Saturday, and you're doing your job and you do it very well. But, hey, man, your first role is dad. So you got to think, you know, anytime there's got to be a little fist pump we don't see on camera anytime Jake does something and scores, right? That's just natural. Well,
I would have been ear-to-ear smiles if he would have scored a goal. I'm not going to lie. I've never called a goal of his, so I would have really enjoyed that. But to be honest with you, once that, you know, that's the only thing for me that selfishly I would wish for is that he has a good game or gets on the score sheet, plays hard. And then after that, I just want a good game. I truly do. I just want a good game. And you know what? Call the game as it is. And if I get to talk about him a bit because he's playing well, great. If not, then I'll talk about the guys that are playing well. That's just the way I've always done it. And you know what? I thought the Wednesday game obviously was a real tight, hard-fought battle, and I thought Saturday they just, you know what? You could tell they were kind of tinkering on that for a while. They were playing some real tight games. They've been on a real good run, and the Vancouver Canucks came out and did exactly what they had to do. They took a team that had played the night before, and they put the pedal to the metal, and they never stopped.
Hey, you're busy today. We certainly appreciate the time. Always great to talk to you.
My pleasure, guys. Take care. Hope there's some activity today so we can all chat about stuff.
We do, too. Thanks, Lou.
All right.